blood.
G'day everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of Meat Pie Mondays. I'm your host, Will Beatty, and joining me, as per usual, King Jules.
Yes. King Julian.
Yes, great to be back after another episode. A very highly anticipated round, and I'd say it lived up to the expectations. You know, had some upsets, some comebacks, and yeah, it was just a lot of fun.
And Donda Butler.
Yes, what's going on? Here again. Pleasure to be on. And well, it's Anzac round, isn't it? We're leading up to. So, yeah, let's get it.
An exciting round. But my name's Will, if you didn't catch that at the start. Good to be with you this fine Monday night, 7 p.m. as usual, with the whole crew. Now, we had a big weekend, all of us. So what are we doing here? You want to take it day by day or what?
We'll do that.
Okay. So because some of our weekends were intertwined, we're each going to take a day each, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if we've got time for any extra details, we'll chuck them into. So Jules, take us away with Friday night.
Yes. So obviously went to school on the Friday, was good, and then for the Friday night we went to Grilled Man World for dinner, which was fun, and then went to the movies, which was great, and saw the second Indiana Jones, which I'd never seen before, so it was very special. It was quite I wasn't actually scared. It was quite intense.
Quite good for a film from the 80s, and a prequel.
Prequel, which I didn't know that.
But you'll have to see the rest of them, I guess.
Yeah, no, it was a good movie. Yeah, good fun.
And then any other highlights? The cousins?
Oh, yeah. Dominic and Fabian slept over on Saturday night. I didn't see them on the Saturday night as
they were
asleep. Yeah. But, yeah, just hung out on the Sunday, went to a cafe for lunch, and yeah.
Very nice. Thanks, Jules. Any questions, Don?
So basically, have you been to this niche restaurant Grilled before?
Yes, I've been a few times.
So I guess the big question would be, was that your meal of the week?
That was my meal of the week.
And did they stuff your order up?
Well, I wanted the dynamic beef cheeseburger, and they only gave me just the cheeseburger. So,
ooh.
Bit disappointing, but
trouble in paradise.
Still good.
Very nice. Donnie, do you want to take us away with Saturday? We'll just start you off now.
So basically on Saturday, we went to the footy, which we'll touch on after. But after that, we went to Nestemo & Co., better than Grilled, and had some, I suppose, dinner there, then back to the Asta. So for you boys, the second night in a row, and because it was a Cinemaniacs presentation, there was a raffle. We entered and won four Blu-rays, and then watched the incredible picture of Teen Wolf, which was great. Good night after that. And on Friday, not Friday night, which you boys went to the Asta, on Friday I had the day off and I was working in the night, hence why I couldn't go. But I went to the movies myself and saw the new Alex Garland A24 film Civil War. And then, yeah, went to the gym after that and worked Friday night. And, yeah, Saturday I just mentioned. So, and yesterday, first round of my footy and golf. So, big weekend.
Very nice. Jules, have you got a question there?
Of course, Leia had a surprise showing.
What?
At the Asta.
Oh, Leia joined us.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. Forgot to mention that.
Surprise.
How was your footy?
Not good.
I saw it on the footy app.
Yeah, we lost by 117, but
so.
And I believe the Peruvian loaded fries take out the meal of the week this week, Don.
Yeah, they do. The Peruvian loaded fries were great. So
very nice. All right. So I'll take it away with the Sunday wrap up. starting now. So we went to me and I'll read out the lineup because it's a pretty special one. We went to a winery, I believe. I'm not sure if it was past Rye down that way. And we went out for Lamum's 60th birthday lunch, which was nice. I had the gnocchi, some what are those, arancini balls, and we went back to Grandma's afterwards for dessert. So it was the Amanda and I, Eleanor and Jared, and Mum and Darren.
Ooh, J-Dog.
And Grandma. So that was nice. A good lunch had by all. And a great dessert too. So that takes out my meal of the week. Except those blistered tomatoes, which I let... they were in the gnocchi, but I let Amanda have them. So that's nice. So that was it. Any questions?
What did you get your mum for her birthday?
Amanda got her... well, I guess we both got a perfume, which was nice. And I wrote in the card, which was cool.
Yeah, very nice.
All right, so shall we maybe get on to a bit of bit of phone calling out. If you want to text in your thoughts and let us know how we're going, whether you enjoyed the round of footy or not, 0493.
213.
831.
Once again.
0413.
049.
Oh, yeah. 0493.
213.
831. All right. Donnie, you brought in we've got player of the week, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Look out. I'll go first.
I'll go second.
I'll go third.
You know I'm giving it to the big bags this week. Well, all year. So it's Lipper, Pat Lipinski.
Hey. Don't let Big M hear that.
Yeah. Dad noticed him like halfway through the second quarter and said, is he out of touch? I checked, he'd had five at that point, but ends up with four goals, which is very good. And I guess it's worth mentioning since, you know, lots of players kick bags, but this one is a career high. It's not a usual real goal kicker most of the time. So well done to Pat Lipinski. One of a few standout pies from the weekend. So, boys, Donnie?
Good shout. I'll go. So, basically, this bloke, he's been on fire for the last 3 weeks, and I think he deserves some recognition today for his performance on the weekend as well, obviously. But Jake's a league goat from Adelaide Crows. He's an absolute...
From Adelaide Crom.
From Adelaide Crom. Anyways, so his last 3 weeks, 27 touches, 15 contested possessions, 6 clearances. Last week, 27 touches, 14 contested possessions and 6 clearances, so nearly identical games for 2 weeks in a row.
Not as good as last week, I reckon.
And then this week, he had 31 touches, 13 contested possessions and 10 clearances. So I think that's a mighty fair effort. Despite Adelaide, the Crom not winning, I think that's a absolutely
dynamic.
Goated performance.
Goated with the Sauce Angels.
From Salih Goat.
Yeah, that's a good pick actually, Don.
Thank
Very
you.
Very underrated footballer, Jake Sligo is.
Who you got, Jules?
I've actually got the from the Thursday night throbbing. I've got Bailey Dale from the Western Bulldogs. Obviously, I believe it was the sub a couple of weeks ago, and it's a bit of controversy.
Last week.
That Bevo wasn't picking him, but, you know, he proved him wrong this week and had an absolute blinder. 29 kicks, which is just insane. And, you know, he was the main pillars in that Bulldog stronghold.
You know what, Jules? He was in my Supercoach team. He racked up 175 points.
That's unreal, isn't it? It's got to be one of the highest this year, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Donnie, yeah, for sure.
Donnie just picked a classic track to kick us off today. But, Jules, I'll ask you, when did New Age music hit its peak?
New Age?
Yep.
So the 90s.
Oh, this one's from the '80s, so it might not be good. But Donny, can you introduce it to us to it, please?
Yeah, so actually I heard it on Heartbreak High. Wow. So I do know it previously before that, but yeah, it was a pretty interesting scene. So I just thought, you know what, this obviously I actually was tossing out between like three songs that they played from Heartbreak High to Play Tonight, and I think this one takes the cake. So this is The Orinoco Flow by Enya.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. If you got a tummy ache, or you don't feel right, or if you have a nasty rash keeping you up at night,
Don't worry
about a thing.
Don't worry,
'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright.
All right, we heard Enya with Orinoco Flow. Thanks for that, Donny.
Yeah, pleasure. It's always a pleasure with my song. Thank you.
And Jules.
Yes.
Time to introduce the second best segment on this show.
I'll try again.
Behind Ones to Watch, of course. No, we love all our segments equally, don't we, boys?
That's right.
All right, it's time for Donny's
Week in Preview.
Week in Preview. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Your favourite segment. Same thing. Actually, no, because mine's
for it every week.
anyways.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so we start yet again on the Thursday night, packed out Marvel Stadium.
No.
That was a joke, if you couldn't tell. If you couldn't tell, that was a joke, Julian.
Jules with the some burn there.
Yeah, he's too busy on his phone. Anyways.
I'm looking at the game, mate.
Huh?
I'm looking at the game.
Oh, yeah, on your phone.
What was the crowd like?
Well, why?
Just to look at the things, like what happened.
Well, do you want to do it then? Anyways, Bulldogs won by 60 points. Big win.
Backs against the walls.
Yes, that's exactly right. They needed this. Bevo needed this. And to the help of Aaron Norton, 6 goals. Big full forward there. Centre half forward. Cody Waitman, kicked 3 in 5 minutes in the first quarter. That was an absolute rocket to start the game. But yeah, St Kilda just shit the bed.
Language warning. yeah, it was a... pretty much a one-sided affair, hey, Jules?
Yeah, I'd say the game was over by quite a time.
You could say that Bulldogs did what Essendon did to them the week before, really.
Yeah, it was a great performance. And if you can, like, I think people were just overhating the Bulldogs a bit. They were 2-3, which isn't disastrous, and now they're back in the eight. So, you know, I wouldn't write off the Bulldogs just yet, and I still think they can make the finals, so... No, good on the Bulldogs, a good response and many standouts from them. But St Kilda, very disappointing.
Where did we all have Bulldogs in our seedings last week? I've got them at 13th.
I'll see where I am.
What happened on Friday night, Don?
Yeah, so the Friday night, it was the Adelaide Crom versus the Dons, Essendon. And despite a bit of controversy, and it was a great game, on Friday night in the City of Churches, our Bombers won by 3 points, leading into their big clash against Collingwood for Anzac Day. But, it was a good game. As I said, a bit of a controversial finish with our big Sammy Draper jumping on the ball in the dying seconds, and it was called a ball up, but...
And the AFL coming out and saying the next day, Jules, that may have been a free kick.
Yeah, well, It's weird because the umpires don't really seem to pay free kicks in those dying seconds, do they? And it's happened on multiple occasions, and there's not much Adelaide can do about it, but, you know, they missed opportunities earlier. Joshua Shelley missed a crucial mark, and, you know, they clearly weren't the better team that night.
And I think that Adelaide just kept on getting done dirty by the umpires.
Well, if you're good enough, it won't matter.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Saturday. Done.
Yeah, so Saturday, the first game, Collingwood and Port. Where were at? Me and you, Will. Jules, were you there?
Yeah.
I was there, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, so despite a strong start by Port Adelaide, it was actually a bit of a pear crumble. How do you like that one? And, yeah, so pretty sure. How much were they by, Jules?
31 points.
There you go. Well, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he watched a replay three times.
Twice
plus he was there, plus the highlights. And, yeah, so they're up by whatever, how many points? And
31.
31, and Collingwood ended up winning by 42. So great win to sort of ease back into the winning state of Collingwood.
We mentioned Lipinski before, but Will Hosconelli will have a standout game as well, Jules.
Stole the show, didn't he? It was in that second quarter, it was just, he kept the Pies in it, and he probably played one of the best games of his career, and yeah, it was just a major standout for me. And, you know, Port's defence struggled when it got out the back with the likes of Bobby Hill, Bo McCreary, but they've got some things to work on, Port, and, you know, they'll be back at it, but yeah.
Flat track bullies, you reckon, Jules?
I think so.
What was the next game, Don? Twilight game.
Yeah, so the next game was the Carlton versus GWS at the lacklustre Marvel Stadium, Jules' home deck. And, yeah, it was a good game by the Blues because they got up by 9-8 against an informed Giants. So
Giants first lost, Jules, and you were upset to... You had a mini freakout at the cinema there. What was that all about?
Well, I thought the Giants had it when they were up by 22.
Why were you upset?
I don't know. I just
thought Mr. Football likes all football.
I was like the Giants. Overcome.
You love 106-point slaughtering.
No, it was a good game of footy, and they were able to hang in there, and, you know, they really bolted away from GWS in that third quarter, and... Yeah, it's just a great performance from them, and GWS are in a bit of trouble with their injuries and suspensions, so we'll see how they'll go next week.
And then there was a wet game up at the Gabba, Don.
Yeah, so the game up at the Gabba, yeah, as you said, very wet, very hard to play in the torrential rain, but the away side, the Cats, got up by 26, further proving that Brisbane just can't do it. Can't get it done on the home deck anymore. So it's a bit of a worry for them, but quite the opposite for the Cattery.
Yeah, it was quite a strange one as Brisbane were in front, and then their last goal was the 9th minute of the third quarter, and then Cats outclassed them, kicked the last 5 goals, and it was just a great performance. And I think Chris Scott did a great job just out-coaching Chris Fagan. And, yeah, it was just a great performance from Geelong, but Brisbane missing way too many missed opportunities, and Cats made the most of it.
Zipping 3 at home, did Jules?
Yeah, it's quite strange, isn't it? Like, winning, what, 42 of 47 in like the last, in 2020 to 2023, and then just...
You're the stats man, Mr. Football, you tell us.
Really? Well, he asked us. It was strange, isn't it? And to the derby. Jules, bit of an upset. But Donnie, take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Jules. So it was West Coast versus Fremantle. The one of the big derbies in the AFL. And, yeah, the Western Derby, yeah, obviously.
The only derby in the AFL.
And, yeah, the Wiggles, big upset, won by 37 points. So they've got two on the trot now, and they look much better than what they've been playing in the last couple of years.
This was surprising because Eagles suck, hey Jules, and Freo, they started really strongly the year, but seems like things have settled back to normal. Jules?
Yeah, no, it was a great performance from West Coast. It was just Harley Reid, Elliot Yeo, and yeah, because Fremantle just, I don't know, they started the season very strongly, but it just feels like they just lost it that game. They just did not fire a shot. So, yeah, very disappointing for them, but they need to bounce back quickly. Fremantle.
Ooh. Watch this space. And Harley Reid starring again.
Yes, once again, he is also my super coach team.
And Elliot Yeo, Jack Darling also on in the good players list.
Elliot Yeo winning the Glendinning medal.
What happened on the Sunday?
So, the Sunday.
Slow Sunday.
Slow Sundays for the next couple of weeks as well, because the first game on the Sunday was the Sydney Swans versus the Gold Coast Suns. And, I mean, it was at Sydney. Gold Coast don't like catching flights, and that could be the reason why they lost by 53 to the Swamp.
Mate, we had come here. Sound familiar? maybe that's a thing. Maybe that's why. Because Hardwick's so used to play at home that he doesn't like travelling at all.
Yeah, that's right.
And yes, when you play for an interstate side, you've got to do it every second week, so.
Yeah, it's quite Gold Coast are developing some inconsistencies, as they've won all three games at home and lost all three away, so.
Don't worry, once they get to Darwin, they'll be all sweet.
So, yeah.
Brody Grundy played well in his 200th.
Yeah, yes, also on Gold Coast are stream.
A bit overrated. I don't think they're very good.
Ooh, where did you have them in your seeds?
we'll have a look.
The final match of the round, the wooden 12th. Spoon.
The
wooden
graveyard spoon. Shift. Hawthorn just got over the top by 45 points, beating an out-of-luck North Melbourne team who have just proven to Australia why they are bottom of the ladder. And Hawthorn actually winning something.
Just always out of luck, hey, Jules.
The chum.
Just pretty terrible. Like, yeah, obviously, I don't see where they're going to win a game this season. It's just shocking.
It would be so disappointing for them seeing the Eagles win two in a row. Yep. And, yeah, this is where they are.
Because I think there's, like, the 17 teams are miles above West Coast right now. Like,
even Hawthorn.
Yeah, Ethan Hawthorne. Well, they proved it.
North Melbourne, you mean?
Hmm?
You said above West Coast.
Above North
Who's
Melbourne.
Who's above West Coast?
Above North Melbourne.
Why would you say West Coast? Oh, I see.
No, we all make mistakes here. It's fine. I'll be happy to admit when I make a mistake too, Jules. So it's all good. Remember that game you thought wasn't at the G?
Essendon never played the G, so.
Well, I think you'll find that they're playing it there this week. So maybe for the first time ever.
Oh, it's a bit of a spoiler for Jules' segment, the week in preview.
You're dying.
But for now.
You said they've never played at the G. They never play at the G.
No,
well, they are this week.
Interstate games, I mean.
Well, obviously not.
Jules, you got a song. What have you chosen?
Oh, I've chosen Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is obviously a great song, and yeah, it's just a very enjoyable listen.
All right, here we go.
Hello, I'm Con.
And I'm Stav.
And we're Edinaki. You're listening to
Radio Karam.
All right, that was Red Hot Chili Peppers with Can't Stop. Thank you, Jules, for that.
No worries.
Speaking of Jules, it's time for Jules's
Week in Preview.
Good stuff. Jules, take it away.
So, very exciting. It's Anzac Day round, which, you know, everyone loves, and it's going to be very enjoyable, as as there's obviously Anzac Day, Anzac Day Eve, and yeah, it's just going to be a great round of footy. So to kick us off, we've got Richmond versus Melbourne. So obviously the iconic Anzac Day Eve, it's a very special occasion for both clubs as they want to prove themselves. So yeah, I think Melbourne will win this one by about 25 points, as you know, Richmond are obviously struggling very heavily right now, and yeah, Melbourne are clearly the better team.
So. Troy Simmons Cup.
Couldn't get anyone.
It's always a tough one, these two. I agree, Don. I mean, Jules. Melbourne, they've had a bye, but they've had a disappointing game before that against Brisbane, was it?
Yeah, they want to bounce back.
Yeah, they definitely will. And Richmond should be light work, to be honest. So I'll go Melbourne by 24 points.
Melbourne by 19 points.
So any other comment, Don?
Well,
anything else to say on that game?
Hopefully a good crowd at the G, and yeah, good Wednesday night slot, I reckon.
Take us through the Anzac Day.
All right, so Thursday game, Essendon Collingwood.
Richard Cole Cup.
And yeah, it's always a very special occasion, as
Andrew Yukovich Cup.
The big two. Jules, you got any?
As their big rivals, and you know, Essendon are in great form as they're 4-2, won the last two games, and Collingwood coming off a great win against Port Adelaide, and I feel like they've really gained their momentum and ready to make a stand as one of the best teams in the competition. So, you know, I think Collingwood just have the more star players than Essendon, and I think Essendon will give them a good fight. They'll hang in there for first half, but, you know, we all know that Collingwood are the better team, and I think they're going to prove too strong.
Latter says different, Jules.
Yeah, but I think Essendon, some of their wins haven't been as convincing.
Jules, what are your thoughts on signing for Kate opening proceedings on Anzac Day?
Don't know who that is.
I think it'll be a good game, as Anzac Day usually is, but maybe our Pies will just get up by 5 points. So, Don?
I was going to tip 5.
You can tip 5.
Collingwood by 6.
Collingwood by 27.
Jules, would you prefer we do the cups after you've said your piece?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I got a good one there.
Stop interrupting me, please.
Go on.
The Friday night game, which is quite the Thursday night game, which is quite strange, as I think it should just be one game on the Anzac Day, but it's interesting. But it is going to be a pretty interesting game, as GWS have no Sam Taylor, no Stephen Cornelio, no Toby Green, or no Jesse Hogan. So Brisbane have a big chance here. They want to pounce on an injured GWS, and it's going to be a good game, I reckon. But GWS have that home ground advantage, and they'll want to bounce back. So I think it'll be a close one, and I think GWS will sneak home by 2.
Joel Patful Cup.
Should there not be a Thursday night game?
No. I think Anzac Day should be the standalone, because it's such a special day.
Okay.
GWS by 30 points.
GWS by 1 point. It'll be a close one, because considering the outs for GWS, but, you know, Brisbane, what are they doing? Saturday?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Port Adelaide versus St Kilda at Adelaide Oval. This is going to be... Look, I don't think St Kilda have much of a chance here, as very poor last week, and I think their list is starting to stack up, as they're just not... They just don't have the right midfield and forwards. So I think... You know, I don't think St Kilda are going to win this one either, as they're facing a very hard team to beat at home. And... Yeah, I think St Kilda will put up a bit of a fight, but Port Adelaide are clearly the better team and they'll win by 19 points.
Paddy Ryder Cup, Riley Bonner Cup.
Dougal Howard Cup.
Yeah, that's right.
Eddie Jules.
No.
Okay.
On to the Saturday games.
We'd like to do our tips if we can.
Port Adelaide by 19. What?
That's my tip.
Is it actually?
Ooh.
Maybe if you're listening, mate.
That's kind of a joke, mate. Of course I was listening. Port Adelaide by 27 then.
I say 29 actually.
On to the Saturday games. North Melbourne Adelaide at Blundstone. And look, both teams are clearly struggling, but it's pretty clear that Adelaide are a better team and they'll win by 42 points.
Is it the Tom J. Lynch Cup?
I don't think he played for...
No. Or am I tripping?
He was on their list.
No, not Tom J. Lynch.
I was going to say Hugh Greenwood Cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jules, you got any? Maybe the most famous player of these two clubs?
Oh. Tony Lockett?
Yo, he played for North, Tom Lynch.
No, no, Tony Lockett was Sydney and Sydney Saints.
Oh my god.
I was thinking the other big wanker of the
Wayne Carey.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Lynch.
Oh, yep. Sorry, Tom. Sorry, Plugger's not a wanker.
Yeah, wanker Plugger. Is. I don't think Plugger played for neither of the teams. That's
no. It's all a bit of fun here at Meat Pie Mondays.
I like it. But, I like the stab in the dark. I write it.
We learn new things every day.
Yeah.
Look at North. They're a rabble. What can you say, Jules? That's got to be Adelaide by 46. Who's next?
Radelaide by 14.
It's Radelaide versus Rabelaide. Is it the Twilight game?
Yep. Yeah, so I think this is the biggest game of the round. Top four clash. Both teams are in great form and you're going to this one.
Yeah, I'd say the Anzac Day was probably the bigger match, but in terms of good matchups, this is the moment.
And that and for Essendon Collingwood, it's mainly about the crowd and the day. So yeah, I think this one's a big game.
Yeah, you won't be saying that when we lose. But Tom Stewart out. Jules, that could be a factor.
Yep, that'll hurt him. But I think
where's he at?
Concussed.
It's going to be a tough one for both teams. It's going to be close. It's a big crowd probably, and yeah, it's a tough one to tip, isn't it? Because both teams are just probably the top two teams in the comp, and it's going to be very exciting to watch. But look, I think Carlton will get this one done in a thriller by 2 points.
Carlton by 9.
Geelong by 6, I reckon. Be a good game. Be a ripper. Zach Tui Cup. Any others you got?
I got Nish Jules.
No. Lockie Henderson Cup.
Next game, Jules.
So a big game on the Saturday night. Fremantle.
Huge game. Go on, sorry.
Fremantle Bulldogs.
Ah, I can't say it yet.
God.
I'm excited, Jules. I can't wait to watch this game.
Yeah, and I think the winner, well, it's going to be great for the winner as they can assert themselves as a team in the eight, and look, for the loser, it's going to be a rough week, but I think it's going to be a great game footy at the Freo's home ground, but look, I think Fremantle have been disappointing the last week, and I think they'll disappoint again and lose by 14 points.
Rory Lobb Cup.
Oh, I stole Cup. My 14, goddamn. It'll be the Lobster over there at Optus Stadium, Jules. Joel Hamling Cup. Zane Cordy Cup?
No, I don't.
Is that a thing?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Rory Lobb, the Lobster. Freya Bunt. 14.
finally gets to the point. You said 14. I guess I'll go 15.
On to Sunday games, which is actually quite an exciting game. Gold Coast, West Coast. So, yeah, West Coast in great form and Gold Coast are obviously a good team at home. And I think this is going to be a ripper. As, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Harley Reid does against that Gold Coast midfield. And, yeah, it's really hard one to tip as West Coast, you know, they're the form. But, look, I think West Coast will win this one and by six and continue their great form.
Tom Hickey Cup. Tom Hickey?
Yeah, I know, I heard you.
Yes, what a... He's got to be one of the GOATs of AFL football, Tom Hickey. How many teams did he play for? A lot?
Six.
Four.
Four. You're going to make us fact check you now, man.
No.
What's going on?
It was a good guess.
It was a shot in the dark. We don't mind it. But yeah, anyways, Suns by three.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess I'll go. West Coast are in a bit of red hot form, aren't they? So it could be. Where is it, Jules?
People First Stadium.
Oh, breaking news. Pedro Wright's suspension is over, meaning Wayne Carey will return to watching AFL. Remember that?
I wish he'd give up for good, to be honest.
Because he said, for whatever weeks he gets, I will not watch a game of AFL football. Oh, God. I wonder if he's stick to his word. Stick to his word. Probably not.
So... it should be a Gold Coast win if it's at home for them. They just win at home, so there you go. 6 points.
Last game of the round, Hawthorn-Sydney. This is quite a weird one because Sydney have played 3 games of the MCG already, which is...
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Continue.
So they're getting used to it, which is good because... You know, they'll need it during finals time as they're likely to play there. And, yeah, I think Sydney win this one by 39.
Tom Mitchell Cup, Lance Franklin Cup.
It could be a... you got to go with Sydney here, even though it's an away game. I think they've got something to prove. They've been off recently. But, I mean, they had a good win yesterday, so... And Hawks, I mean, they did it against North Melbourne, but that's not, you can't read too much into that, especially since it was in Tassie. So, So I guess Sydney by 17 points.
Sydney by 130.
Oh, gee.
Oh, Hawthorn's no good.
So I guess that was the last game of the round, right?
Yep.
Or are we? Is there finally 9 games, Jules?
Hey, Jules, as you would say, go.
In fact, if you check the ladder now, I believe everyone's played the same amount of games. So how exciting is that?
Yep.
I'll settle down. And we have a final segment here, boys. One that everyone's been looking forward to. Ones to watch. Who'd like to take us away here, boys?
Jules said he wants to go first. Just tell me.
Okay. I'm excited for the Carlton Geelong game.
Yeah, I've got mine ready. Are you ready for this? Appealing for Hampton on 2 metre Peter coming back from suspension. And Wayne Garrett finally watching a game of AFL.
Well, maybe the match. Sorry. So he'll be back on the Anzac. So is that the first match he's allowed to watch?
I believe so.
So that means he'll be able to watch his own cup on Saturday.
Yeah, finally.
You like that, Jules?
Yeah, that's good.
Very nice. Settle down. That's good. Yeah, so I guess we'll wrap it up here with one last track on the. Oh no, oh, my ones to watch. I guess. What did you say, Jules?
Carlton Geelong.
Yeah, I'll go for Collingwood Essendon. I mean, can't look past that. But I guess I'll make a choice here. On Saturday, I bought two best of compilations: Linkin Park and The Doors. Random too, I know, but I felt like it. So this is a song from The Doors. It's called Light My Fire. Thanks for joining me, Jules.
Thanks for having me. Great episode and yeah.
Thanks for joining me, Don.
Been a pleasure, as it always is, and glad we got to do some cups, I suppose. Enjoyed that. Yeah, no, it's good. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, as well.
Yeah, well, Jules. Oh, start again.
For the fifth time tonight.
Start again.
What?
The show.
I thought you had the idea to only go in the AFL app, Jules.
Unless you were watching a video on there.
Yes, I was.
That's what it was. All right, here's The Doors, and see you next week. We love you, and thank you for listening.